Welcome to the Poetry Fix. I'm your host, Erica Kaiba, bringing you your weekly fix of poetry from across time. Today we're reading My Essence is Exhaustion by Fernando Pessoa. No, this is not the lament of a tired college student. It's an expression of the poet's deep ennui with life, which results from his fruitless passions for things that are ultimately meaningless. He describes how violent passions can erupt over nothing at all, and suggests that even romantic love is only a love for what a person might be, what we suspect they are, which may or may not be true to life. The intensity of the poet's feelings for objects that have no ultimate meaning leads to a profound weariness. Pessoa then goes on to list what he calls the three idealists: people who love the infinite, desire the impossible, or desire nothing at all. The idealists, the poet claims, ultimately have some stake in reality, the balance between everything and nothing. The poet, on the other hand, invests infinite love in finite objects, which traps him in a kind of liminal space. So what is it about the poet that bars him from having access to meaning, as opposed to the idealists? Let's consider that as we dive in. My essence is exhaustion. O que há em mim é sobretudo cansaço, não disto nem daquilo, nem sequer de tudo ou de nada. Cansaço a si mesmo, ele mesmo, cansaço. A sutileza das sensações inúteis, as passões violentas por coisa nenhuma, os amores intensos por o suposto em alguém, essas coisas todas, essas e o que falta nelas eternamente, tudo isso faz um cansaço. Este cansaço, cansaço. Há, sem dúvida, quem ame o infinito. Há, sem dúvida, quem deseje o impossível. Há, sem dúvida, quem não queira nada. Três tipos de idealistas e eu nenhum deles. Porque eu amo infinitamente o finito. Porque eu desejo impossivelmente o possível. Porque quero tudo, ou um pouco mais se puder ser. Ou até se não puder ser. E o resultado? Para eles a vida, vivida ou sonhada. Para eles o sonho, sonhado ou vivido. Para eles a média entre tudo e nada, isto é, isto, para mim, só um grande, um profundo, e ah, com que felicidade infecundo, cansaço, um supremíssimo cansaço, íssimo, 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 cansaço. My essence is exhaustion, not this or that, not even everything or nothing. Exhaustion, just that, the thing itself, exhaustion. The subtlety of useless sensations, the violent passions for nothing at all, the intense love for what a person might be, all these things and what is eternally missing from them, all this creates an exhaustion, this exhaustion. Exhaustion. Without a doubt, there is he who loves the infinite. Without a doubt, there is he who desires the impossible. Without a doubt, there is he who wants nothing at all. Three types of idealists, and I am none of these. Because I love the finite infinitely. Because I desire the possible impossibly. Because I want everything, or a little more, if that could be. Or even if it couldn't be. And the result? For them, life, whether lived or dreamed. For them, dreams, whether dreamed or lived. For them, the balance between everything and nothing, that is, that, for me, only a large, a deep, and ah, with what fruitless happiness, exhaustion, the supremest exhaustion, supremest, 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 exhaustion. You've been listening to The Poetry Fix with Erica Kaiba. Join me next week, and we'll be reading the final poem in this series of Brazilian writers.